Okay. I'm gonna go to I'm gonna do a timeline as well. I'm gonna let everybody know. I saw something recently. We're getting set here. I'm going to look at the. This is Palm Sunday. We didn't bring palm branches. I guess we could have. Because when I was growing up, we always did Palm Sunday. It's called that because it's the Saturday, the week before Jesus goes into Jerusalem. And I'm going to bring the board over to me. So I'm going to bring the board over. I'm going to focus over here. And
recording in progress.
I'm going to be talking while I'm doing this. Hopefully y'all can hear me. Can everybody hear me? Everybody dropped off the screen. Wow, can't see anybody. What happened to everybody? Everybody just abandoned me. Couldn't hear nobody pray. Way down here by myself. Couldn't hear nobody pray. Y'all keep your mics open if you don't have dogs barking in the back, babies crying or whatever. That way you can respond back, which is what I prefer. Can you erase it for me? Yeah. Can you erase it? Yes, this whole thing. I want to do some things. First of all, I want to say we're saddened that Bishop Edwards passed. And we're praying that the Lord will keep all of that. And, you know, we grow older, and that's part of it. She talked to us just before she passed, and she was very excited about being on her way to heaven. How often do you hear somebody say that?
Never.
As a matter of fact, she was extremely encouraging about being on her way to heaven and looking forward to being there and everything. So much more that she spurred me and gave me the and stirred me up as far as going to heaven. So I want to do that. Next thing I want to do is I'm going to start teaching our New King James Bible. It is time to stop messing around with it and go forward. We keep going back as if I'm doing this because we're in 2023 and we just don't speak like Shakespeare.
Right. Amen.
Now I'm not saying go to all the other Bibles that have all the different interpretations, but the New King James Bible is not a matter of a different interpretation. It's simply updating the grammar. That's all it is. Everybody got that?
Yes.
It's not changing it. It's not doing. It's simply updating the grammar. And it's time for us to go forward. It's like if we don't do that, we're like the people who are set in our ways. Mm-hmm. And it's like the people who feel like the only songs you can still sing are the ones from the 1940s. And they have all the new artists and people out who are doing. I'm not crazy about all the new music's out, but there's never been a time in my life when I was crazy about all the music that was out.
Yes.
But I like the new worship songs and new praise songs, and we are selective about them. All of them are not great, but then all the old ones, as far as I'm concerned, are not great.
That's true.
So I want us to know that it's time. You know, someone's going to frown and say we can't change Bibles. I'm not changing Bibles. We're updating the grammar. Yeah. And then someone will say, well, no, King James, the way he wrote is the only way there is. You got to remember this, and don't forget. I'm going to look at the screen when I say it. I want everybody to hear me. You need to understand something about the King James Bible. It is inspired by God, did help them translate it and do all those things. That is true. No doubt in my mind. What is all that?
Oh,
that's okay. It doesn't matter. That's okay. You're fine. It's something you need to understand about this. We need to all understand. I thank God for King James version of the King James Bible. I thank God for it. And I think it does have more clarity than any other Bible. But then you have to understand something else. All the other translations of the Bible in the world were translated based on King James version. Mm-hmm. So then to say that you can't have a Bible that's written other than King James is absolutely not true. Because in Germany, their Bible is German.
Right.
And in Suriname, their Bible is in Surinamese and in Dutch and in Spanish and everything. So we're talking about we're not talking about the Word of God as far as it's given in it. We're talking about the grammar.
Yes.
So in this day and time, we don't still say thee, thou, thine, thy. We don't say that. We say you, they, them. That's the only change. So I'm going to sidestepped it for years now, but I'm going to go ahead and make the change because we have to do it at some point in time. And then as we're getting new people coming to the house of God, they are not walking in with a King James Bible, and understandably so. They have a Bible they can understand. And I want to say to all the other, to everybody else who listens and all who will listen to you, get a parallel, get something, but stop reading the, you know, I think up here I don't have to worry about it. But it doesn't do you any good to read the Bible just for sake of reading it and not understand what you're reading. Bible says itself, and all that getting, get an understanding. So use a parallel. Use when you get to a passage in Scripture, you don't quite understand it. Get you a parallel and look at an amplified Bible. Look at others so that you understand what you're reading, and don't be afraid to do it. And tell everybody you know, in case they're asking, you know Bishop Smith down there using the New King James. Please let them know, so when they come, they'll know what we're reading out of. That being said, thank God for all of you being here this morning. This is Palm Sunday. I want to go to John this morning. I think it's where we start. And Deacon Demands is doing such a great job of cleaning the board off. We're going to go to John. This is where we're going to start today. Next Sunday, thank you very much. Next Sunday, do you have your Bible with you?
Okay.
At school, you can look on with your mom. Then. Next Sunday, which is Easter, we call it Resurrection Sunday because it's the day Jesus Christ rose from the dead. I certainly will be looking at the scripture of Isaiah 53 because that's the prophecy that was prophesied of Christ's coming and his death over 1,000 years before it happened. Actually happens. This week, being Palm Sunday, as they say, and you can look at all the different versions, different scriptures. It talks about Jesus entering into Jerusalem, and it comes 7 days before, 7 days before his resurrection. Let me make sure of where I am here. And let's see. I was looking at this yesterday. Let's look in John chapter 11. Is where we'll start. But I'm gonna talk more than that. let's get some understanding on some things. Number one, I am somewhat I can't understand how people still in this day and time, other than being afraid of the Catholic Church, which I am not, still claim that Jesus died on Friday.
Right, yes.
I do not understand how people who can count and people who can read still have Jesus dying on Friday. Because if you have Jesus dying on Friday, then you don't have him being dead for 3 days and three nights, because between Friday and Sunday is not 3 days.
Right.
Even if you counted it ignorantly, you only have two, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And by Sunday, he's not dead. He's alive. So you really only have him in the grave if he dies on Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon. You have him in there maybe a day and a half at the most. So let's get out of the mindset of Good Friday. That's number one. See, this is why people have Christian education, although people don't show up. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep on having Good Friday and Fat Tuesday and all that silliness, which is really stupid. You know, Lent leads up to Easter, supposedly, because they, you know, in that season and all that. And so what is Mardi Gras? Mardi Gras is the same thing as Fasching in Germany. You know what it is? It's the day and it's the week when you get all your sinning done so you can come to the Lord.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
and then you get all the sinning out your system, so you come to the Lord. How silly is that? So, but the people don't like to come to Christian education, though, because they don't want to learn. Let's understand something. The Jewish day. Did I spell Jewish right?
Yeah.
Jewish day. What is a Jewish day, Brother Negley? How do we count the Jewish day? From what to what?
Sundown to sundown.
Thank you, Brother Negley. From sundown to sundown. No, I'm engaging him today because he's here to learn. The Jewish day, sundown to sundown. And some of the folk out there, you don't know that either. You heard it, but you didn't pay any attention to it. The Jewish day is sundown to sundown. So then, when we count the Jewish days, for example, if we talk about the Holy Week, as they call it, Jesus actually, and we'll talk about this more so on Tuesday night because as we go into the rapture. Now, one thing I want everybody to understand, too, everywhere, including us, and when I talk to you, I'm talking to me. Let's get this reminder. If you don't get this week right, you aren't going to heaven.
That's true. That's right.
If you don't get this right, you can't go to heaven. So why is that? Because you have to be right about the resurrection in order to be saved. If you don't get this right, everything else you're doing and everything else you're doing is in vain. You must get this right. Otherwise, if you don't get the resurrection right, does everybody understand me? Well, I don't know about all that. Well, you might as well. If you don't get the resurrection right, because in order to be saved, you have to believe what about Jesus?
That
God the Father raised him
from the dead.
From the dead. You have to know that he's buried for 3 days and three nights. So the Jewish day is from sundown to sundown. What now? From sundown to sundown. So that means that my day, and usually we say sundown somewhere around 6:30 in the evening. We just say that to, 6 p.m. or 6, 6 p.m. or whatever. One or the other. Starts at 6 p.m., goes to 6 p.m. the following day. If we look at Tuesday, look at Jesus' death on the cross and the Passover. Mm-hmm. When we get to it, Passover starts on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It's on Wednesday. Wednesday, which is the middle of the week. Passover starts on Wednesday. Wednesday itself, when we look at Wednesday is in fact sundown, I'll say SD, Tuesday to sundown Wednesday. That's the Jewish day. So then, when we get to it and we look at Christ, we know that on Tuesday, I'm sorry.
Wrong day.
Tuesday night, this is Passover. Yeah, I said it right. Tuesday night, Jesus is in the Last Supper. That's on Tuesday. Lord's Supper. Last Supper, whichever you want to put it. So we have service on Tuesday night. Maybe we'll have our communion on Tuesday night. Lord's Supper. Sundown Tuesday night to sundown Wednesday. Wednesday is the day that you kill the Passover. Tuesday is what? Lord's Supper. Wednesday is the day you kill the Passover. And Tuesday, from Tuesday to Wednesday, there are Wednesday, sundown, Tuesday, sundown, Wednesday, is that day that you kill the Passover. You bring the Passover lamb and you kill the Passover. That's why Jesus is killed during the day on Wednesday, starting about 6 in the morning. We'll go through this timeline next week for sure. And he hangs from the third to the ninth hour. That's on Wednesday. And here's the point. Because it's sundown Wednesday, which is about 6 p.m., they've got to get him off the cross and buried.
Yes.
Because sundown Wednesday to sundown Thursday, Passover begins.
Yes.
Passover. Can't do anything during Passover. No labor. So they've got to get him in the grave before sundown Wednesday, because sundown Wednesday to sundown Wednesday starts the next day, which is Thursday, which is the first day of the feast. So then, Jesus being in the grave on sundown Wednesday. He goes into the grave, you know, because he's crucified on Wednesday. Then they have to get him off the cross, get him in the ground before sundown, because what happens at sundown? Passover starts. Everybody say Passover starts.
Passover starts.
Yes. So then on Wednesday, so the Last Supper again is on what day? Tuesday. That's the day that they killed the feast. Yes, sir.
He wants to know what you're going to fast. He said, what day was Passover? He's asking.
Passover is the feast that they have. Good question. Got a question. What is Passover? Passover is the feast that the Jews have every year that commemorates when they came out of Egypt some 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. Passover, they have a feast every year. And it's called Passover. And why is it called Passover? Because in Egypt, when all the firstborn were killed, the Lord passed over Egypt. Yeah. I mean, passed over Israel. And they didn't die. So it's called Passover. Y'all move down here.
And what day did it fall on?
Passover falls on, Passover starts on Thursday, or Passover starts Wednesday evening at 6:30 and goes to Thursday at 6:30. No, just move on down. Don't be afraid. There are plenty of seats. There's nothing on them there, just as clean as those. I'm going to stop spreading everybody all over this place. This is easier for me. This is all about you? Yeah, it's all about me. So let's look at it again. On Tuesday night of that week, they have the Lord's Supper.
Yes.
Tuesday night from 6:30 to Wednesday at 6:30 is their Wednesday. They have the Lord's Supper on that night because on that particular night, on that next day, they're going to kill the Passover lamb. They did all this killing and all this blood gathering and everything before the Passover starts. Why is that? Because they can't do any work during Passover. It's a holiday, or as they said in those days, a holy day. Yes. And Passover lasted for 3 days. Mm-hmm. How long was Passover?
3 days.
3 days. It was a 3-day feast. Passover lasted 3 days. It is a holiday or a holy day. So then on Tuesday night, then this is when Jesus comes into town. And we're going to go through some scriptures, but I just want to get the days lined up first. On Tuesday night, this is when Jesus comes in, goes into the upper room, and when he has his Last Supper, which is what you see in the drawing and everything else, the picture of, you know, Da Vinci or whoever, Michelangelo, whoever's painting of the Last, who painted the Last Supper?
Michelangelo, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. But you have the painting. That happens in our week because they had our same 7-day week that we have. That happens in our week on Tuesday night. This is when they have it. Then they go into the Garden of Gethsemane. After they finish eating, they walk out into the garden. And this is when Jesus is betrayed. And during the course of the night, they haul him off to Caesar, haul him off to Herod, do all the things they're going to do, so that by 6 o'clock in the morning, they're ready to put him on the cross. Quick trial, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about a speedy trial. That was right. So then on Wednesday, starting at the third hour, which is about 6 in the morning, they bring him out and hang him on the cross. And he hangs there and dies about the ninth hour, which is about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then if he dies at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they have until 6 o'clock in the afternoon to get him buried. Don't have much time because they don't have cars and they're carrying everybody. They got to get him down from the cross. Carry him to the tomb, get him in there, and they have to get him buried by 6 in the afternoon on Wednesday because that's the end of Tuesday, the day that they killed the Passover.
Yes.
And at 6 o'clock, what day starts?
Passover
starts, but what day?
Thursday.
Thursday. At 6 o'clock Wednesday evening, Thursday starts. Passover starts. 6 sundown to sundown. Thursday starts at sundown, which is the first day of Passover. Passover starts. This is why they rush and put Jesus in the grave And while they don't embalm the body, put spices and all those things on it, because they don't have time.
Right.
They have to get him in the grave, so they just wrap him up, put him in the grave. This also explains why Mary comes so early on the first day, because he's been in the grave for 3 days. She needs to embalm him. She needs to, you know, I say embalm, but, you know, put the spices and things on him. She doesn't have time on Wednesday afternoon because that's the day all the animals are killed all during the morning. And at the time that Jesus dies is the time they kill all animals, because remember now, we no longer have lamb and sheep for our sacrifice. Who is our sacrifice?
Jesus.
Who's our sacrifice, Timaeus?
Jesus
is. He's our sacrifice. So we no longer have sheep and cows and goats anymore. We have one sacrifice, that's Jesus. And at the time that Jesus dies is the time that they kill the Passover, the sacrifice, because now Jesus becomes
the sacrifice.
The sacrifice. So he dies on Wednesday. He's hung on the cross on Wednesday. His blood runs on Wednesday. All this happens at the time that the sacrifice is being sacrificed. And then by the evening, by Wednesday evening, what we call Wednesday, because when does our Wednesday end? Who knows? Zara, when does our Wednesday end? When do our days end? What is the end of our day, the beginning of our next day? Who knows? When does our day begin and end? Huh? At 12 midnight. 12 midnight is the end of our day. You see, because everybody says, well, why would they stop at 6? Well, why do we stop at 12?
Right.
Still the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their day, instead of stopping at 12, stopped at what time?
6 o'clock
in the evening. So their days ran from just like, okay, today is Sunday. When will it be Monday? Aaron, when will it be Monday? Today is Sunday. When will Monday start? Huh? When? Well, when does tomorrow start?
What time?
Who knows? When does tomorrow start?
12.
At 12 midnight.
Yeah,
at 12 midnight. Our days run from
midnight
to midnight.
Yeah.
When do our days run?
Midnight
to midnight. Now, when does the Jewish day run?
6:30
or sundown to sundown. Sundown. We say 6:30, 6 o'clock, okay, either one. Sundown to sundown was a day. The day started at sundown, the next day ended at sundown. So the last day before the Passover it starts on Tuesday evening at sundown. Wednesday starts.
Yes.
Just like for us, Tuesday night at midnight, what starts? Wednesday starts. Wednesday at midnight for us, what starts?
Thursday
starts. But their day didn't last. I said 6:30. I don't know why I said 6:30. I think it more says 6 o'clock, as if it makes a difference, but I don't want to be confusing. 6 o'clock p.m. So instead of waiting that last 6 hours to midnight, their day started changing at what time?
6 o'clock.
Which kind of makes sense. Do you know why? Because at sundown, you can't work any longer.
Mm, yes.
You know, you can't do anything else. It's the end of the day.
Yes.
Why not be 6 o'clock? I mean, why not be sundown? It is the end of your day. So then on Tuesday, what we call Tuesday evening, which is really their Wednesday, starting at 6:30, because Jesus does the Last Supper. During that evening, he finds the place in the upper room, and he comes in, and it is supper, not lunch. And he does some things that we'll talk about next week. He washes their feet. He lets them know that he's their servant. He does all these things. And then if you figure that dinner probably lasted about 9 or 10 or so, he goes down to the Garden of Gethsemane. And there is a lot that goes on that night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot. You bring him, you arrest him, take him to the where the Sanhedrin meets. I'm not sure if that's in the temple, but it's in the courtyard somewhere. They judge him. Bring in some witnesses to say that he says that he's the king. They do all those things. What crime is Jesus actually crucified for? Who knows? Hands on screen anywhere. Anybody can tell me. What crime is Jesus actually? What crime?
Saying that he's the Son of God.
For saying he's the Son of God, which is what crime,
blasphemy.
According to God?
Blasphemy.
Hush, Ella Smith.
Okay.
Blasphemy. The crime is blasphemy. Which is a death crime. Now you can tell us. Death sentence based on what?
The law.
What law?
Thou said, I have no other God before me.
Yes, it's a death sentence based on the Ten Commandments. So based on the Ten Commandments, which says that anybody that has, and if you read Leviticus and all those, what does it say, Mr. Smith? If anybody has any other God or tells people to serve any other God, they will be
put to death.
If anybody introduces in Israel, according to the law, any other God other than Jehovah God, they will be put to
death.
If anybody comes saying that they're a God because they're introducing idolatry, and what is the very first commandment, hands, very first commandment? Okay, Minister Smith.
I shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
No.
Oh,
that's Jesus' commandment. What's the very first Ten Commandments?
Have any other God before me.
Thou shalt have no other God before me. What is the very first commandment in Ten Commandments? Thou shalt have no other God. Because what? Where does sin start? By having another God.
Yes.
Where does sin start? By having
another God.
Obeying someone other than God. And whoever you obey, you become that person's
servant.
Yes. When Eve obeyed the serpent, she became the serpent's servant. And since the serpent represented Satan, she became Satan's servant. When Adam did that, he became Satan's servant. So where does sin start? By obeying who, Zara? Obeying another God. When you listen to someone other than God, sin comes in. All sin comes from obeying someone
other than God.
Oh, I like that. Real good. All sin comes in from obeying someone other than God. Maybe we need to say that again, don't we? All sin comes about from obeying someone other than God. Who did the angels in heaven obey that fell, Damascus? Who did they make their God? Lucifer. Good answer. The angels in heaven fell because they started worshiping who? Following who? Lucifer. They did not continue to follow Jehovah God. All sin comes in when you find another God. Yes, it's like in my house. You know, you sin against you sin against me in my house when you listen to somebody else other than me. Sin. No, not really. That's not true. All sin comes in. So then, let's get back to this. So then, from sundown one day to sundown the next day, their day begins on at sundown, not midnight. So sundown on Tuesday starts what day? Wednesday. Sundown on Tuesday starts what day? Wednesday, which is the day that they kill the Passover lamb on Wednesday. On Wednesday. Then on sundown on Wednesday starts what day?
Thursday.
Come on, y'all. Don't y'all know the days of the week? Mm-hmm. Sundown on Thursday starts what day?
Friday.
And sundown on Friday starts what day?
Saturday.
Let's do it again. Sundown on Wednesday starts what day?
Thursday.
Sundown on Thursday starts what day?
Friday.
Sundown on Friday starts what day?
Saturday.
And sundown on Saturday starts what day?
Sunday.
Say it.
Sunday.
Sunday, yes. Which means that Jesus is killed on Wednesday. He goes in the ground at sundown on Wednesday, which starts Thursday. Everybody say one day.
One day.
And he's in the ground from sundown Thursday, which starts Friday. Everybody say 2 days.
2 days.
And then he's in the ground from sundown Friday, which starts what day?
Saturday.
Saturday, 3 days. He's been in the ground 3 days. Now, what happens at sundown on Saturday?
He rises from the grave.
What happens at sundown on Saturday? What day starts?
Sunday.
Which is the first day of the week.
Yes.
So sometime, probably at 6:01 at the latest, Jesus is resurrected from the dead. Now, get this out of your mind, that Jesus is not resurrected till the morning. I'm sure that God the Father didn't leave him in the ground any longer than he had to. So it's sundown on Saturday, since Jesus has been in the grave for 3 days and
three nights,
then immediately after sundown Saturday, Jesus is resurrected. So if my Bible doesn't say that, no, your Bible doesn't tell you what time he's resurrected. It tells you what time they found out he had been resurrected.
All right, help us, Lord.
He was already gone. So when the stone is rolled back from the tomb, it is not for Jesus to escape. Jesus is now immortal. He doesn't need the tomb to be written back. The stone is open so they can see that he's not there. That's the point.
Amen.
Okay? Amen?
Amen.
So then let's go through it again. So what day does Jesus have the Last Supper?
Tuesday.
Sundown Tuesday to sundown Wednesday. Sundown Wednesday starts when? Sundown
Thursday.
What we call Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Stay with me. Sundown Tuesday.
Yes.
Starts what day?
Wednesday.
Right.
What happens on Wednesday?
They
kill the Passover on Wednesday. All the lambs, sheep, goats, cows, whatever is going to be killed is killed on Wednesday.
Yes.
Before what happens to man? Before what starts?
Before the Passover.
Yes.
Because during the Passover, they can't do
work. Yes.
Right. So the sacrifice, and besides all that, much of the sacrifice had to be eaten.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it go back.
Yes. So then, when we have, like, Tuesday night, when we come in, we might do the Lord's Supper on Tuesday night. I would love to. I have done it before. And that's really the day when the Lord's Supper is done.
Right. Yes.
So for all the people who, so on Tuesday, our Tuesday night, but at sundown, since it's sundown, it's their Wednesday.
Yes.
Because the Jewish day starts when?
At sundown.
Starts at sundown. So on Wednesday, on that evening before, Jesus says to them, I want to spend time with all of you. Why does he want to spend time, Aaron? Why does he want to eat with them? Well, you know what it is? It's a going away dinner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Last Supper is a going away dinner. He's been telling them all along, I am going away. Going away. And what else is he telling them to go up? Because obviously they would ask. Because if you were Jesus and Jesus says he's going someplace, what's the one thing you would probably want to ask him? Take me with you. Take me with you. So he spends all, wouldn't you want to go with him?
Yeah. Yes.
He's feeding you, doing miracles.
Yep, taking care of you.
Taking care of you. So he keeps saying to them, where I'm going, you cannot go, but I'm coming back. And I'll take you with me later, but can't go this time. I've got to go prepare a place for you. It's what he's saying to them. So on Tuesday, let's look at our Bibles for a moment now, and we'll come back to this. Let's see where we want to start. I'll start in chapter 12, in John chapter 12. And I'm also going to look at Matthew 26 and a few others, which really just talk about him coming into town. John chapter 12 will work just fine. Everybody in John chapter 12?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus, who had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. Who's Lazarus? What was so great about Lazarus? What did Jesus do concerning Lazarus? What did Jesus do concerning Lazarus? Huh? He resurrected him. How long had he been dead before he resurrected him? Huh?
4 days.
4 days. Why 4 days? Well, I'll tell you. So glad you asked. Because the Jewish believers held that when you died, the spirit remained around the body for 3 days. Well, it wasn't true. The spirit immediately went into paradise. But Jesus was very good at making sure they didn't question what he was doing. So he let Lazarus be dead for how many days? Four.
Four.
Yeah. Because they would have probably tried to claim before that, well, he really wasn't dead.
Yeah.
Well, if we lay you out for 4 days, I guarantee you, you are dead. So then, 6 days, it says in this, it says, 6 days before the Passover, 6 days before the Passover. So, if the Passover is on Wednesday, 6 days before that, that means that Thursday. I know, it gets to be hard. Thursday, he's in Bethany.
Yes.
Thursday, he's in Bethany, the week before, leading up to Palm Sunday. And they made him a supper. Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Now I want to go down to verse number 9. Now a great many of the Jews knew he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him many Jews went away and believed in Jesus. Okay. This is kind of ugly, isn't it?
Mm.
If I say that I love Jesus, I represent the Lord, I love God, why would I try and stop someone who's causing other people to believe in God? We do this today, don't we?
Yes.
If for envy they killed Jesus, for envy.
Yes.
If you are saying that you love God, then you should want everybody else to love God, and you should be very pleased that anyone who's helping people believe God. But if you love yourself more than God, and you are the star, you're the star, and everybody calls your name more than God and believes in you more than God, then you get hung up on that, and you become exalted. And now if someone comes along who looks like they're going to be greater than you, you do everything you can to stop them.
Yes.
So when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, what did they say to Damascus? This must be the Son of God.
Yes.
None of us raised him from the dead.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Right.
You would... And here's the point, Sister Sturgis, that makes it so ridiculous. You can't, the man is sitting here, right? He's sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of you saying, well, okay, I guess I was wrong. He really does have great power. He really is the Son of God. If not that, at least a great prophet. You decide, well, I'm not only going to get rid of him, I'm going to kill the miracle.
Yes. The proof.
Yeah,
get rid of the proof.
I'm going to get rid of the miracle.
Yes.
So, well, now, Bishop Smith, Brother Negley's looking at me now. He said, now, Bishop Smith, that's ridiculous. How do you kill the miracle? People kill the miracle today. So how do they do that? They lie.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They lie.
Yes.
And when God moves, they say it is not God.
God, yes.
And when the Lord is doing things, they say, that's not the Lord.
Yes.
Then it's enough on that. Killed everybody on that one. Got real quiet. let's move on back to Jerusalem. Get this timeline. 12.
Bethany.
12 and 12.
Yes.
The next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem took branches and palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Boy, that really made him mad, didn't it?
Oh, yes.
Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, said on it, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's coat. And his disciples did not understand but these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, meaning after the resurrection, then they remembered that these things were written about him, that they should had done these things to him. So when he comes in Damascus, are you reading your Bible or are you just sitting there kind of off? Okay, you're good. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's look at this timeline now. So then, the next day, remember, Thursday sundown to Friday sundown is what day? Friday.
Yes.
Is it not?
Yes.
Because their day changes at 6 in the evening instead of what time? Midnight.
Midnight, yes.
So then the next day would be Sunday. I mean Saturday, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sunday, no, I said it right. I'm sorry. Sundown would be Saturday. It would be Saturday. This Saturday, I'm sorry. The next day would be Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
This is why we get Palm Sunday. No, I said it right the first time. It would be Saturday. This is why we get Palm Sunday out of this, because from the time he rides into town after this, it's Saturday. Let me get it right. 6 days before it's Thursday. Friday. I got it now. Sundown, Thursday makes Friday, and then Friday makes Saturday. Okay, I got it. Yeah, go ahead.
So he goes to have, he goes to have dinner with Mary and Martha and Lazarus on a Thursday.
Correct.
Which is a Thursday according to their time.
Their time.
Okay, so then he spends the night with them.
That's right.
He gets up on Friday.
Correct.
And he makes this journey into Jerusalem.
Cleans out the temple. Goes back home.
With them. And then he goes.
That would be Saturday.
Saturday. And this is when they're with the palms and the Hosanna.
Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. Goes on Friday evening to Saturday afternoon is Saturday. Goes back home. Cleans out the temple. Goes back home. Comes in on Saturday riding in on this with his, where he put the palms in the street, which is 1 week from the time that he is resurrected.
Okay.
Gives him them days. You there now?
Yes.
Are we there? Are we thoroughly confused now? That's why we have Palm Sunday. It is 1 week before he comes. It is 1 week before his resurrection. So then on Tuesday of that week, because he goes and does around, this is when he tells them, because they look at Jesus, they say to him, look at this great temple that we have. And Jesus says to them, there's going to come a time when there's not going to be one stone left upon another. Got to have an infomercial there, don't I? This is the thing about building great church buildings and organizations and everything. You have to understand, not that organizations or our buildings or churches are wrong or bad. We need them. We need them. But you also need to understand that they are temporary.
Yes.
And you must never trade in your building, your organization, or anybody else and forsake God in the process of doing that.
Yes.
So everybody in Israel had really got hung up on the temple. Got hung up on the priests and the set and all those people. And the disciples even said, look at this great building. And Jesus said, there's going to come a time and there's not going to be one stone left upon another. And 37 years later, in 70 A.D., they tore it down. And it's been torn down to this day. Tuesday, Last Supper. Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock begins Wednesday. Wednesday, they kill the Passover lamb. Jesus is placed on the cross from the third to the ninth hour, 6 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It is a busy Wednesday morning because Jesus doesn't sleep all night. None of them do. What happens on that Wednesday night? Jesus leaves Gethsemane. Jesus leaves the dinner. He leaves the Last Supper, and he goes out to the garden in Matthew. Let's look at Matthew. For a moment now. This is also when Jesus prays his long prayer to God for the disciples. And Jesus 24:36. No, not that one. I'm looking for Jesus praying in the garden.
Actually, John 17.
Is it working, John 17?
Matthew 26.
11:26.
Matthew 26.
Oh, Matthew 26.
Matthew 26.
There should be in there somewhere. Yeah. Yep. All the way down to 36.
I had the wrong chapter.
Matthew 26 and 36. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane. This is after the Last Supper. and said to the disciples, sit ye here while I go pray over there, or while I go pray yonder, I think it says in the King James Version. Going to pray over there. Where is Jesus at now?
In the garden.
He's finished eating. They've gotten up. He's washed their feet. Why does he wash their feet, Zara? To show them that he's their servant. Why would he wash their feet, Sister Sturgis, to show him them their, that he's their servant? Because, everybody say
because.
Everybody traveled around in sandals. And they didn't have paved roads. And everybody's feet were dirty. And one of the things that would happen when you come to a good host's house is they would provide water and wash your
feet.
Because you had traveled all day. And one of the first things that Abraham does when God comes, washes his
feet.
Yes. Of course, now, if you don't believe God has a body, then you have a problem. Because you can't wash air.
Right.
So then, after he does all this, then he leads them out. When I was growing up in the Baptist Church a million years ago, when we finished having communion, that was the end of the service. And then they would, everybody would get up after you had communion, and the preacher would say, and they all shook hands, and I can't remember the verbiage.
Yeah.
But then everybody would get up, service would be over, and everybody would walk through the whole church shaking everybody's hands.
Yeah, sing a song.
In fellowship. That would be, that's the end of the service. That's how it ended. So, because everybody was supposed to be on one accord. It's a great thing to do. We should do it more of it. They go out to the Garden of Gethsemane. When they, which is where they meet a lot. Don't worry about that. Which is where they meet a lot. They go there to be quiet. They go there to pray. It's where they rest. It's amazing to me how Elder Smith now and the elders. It's like that now. Think about it. Jesus and the disciples would often go to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. Don't you think, Sister Gamble, as much as they went there to pray and do things, it's amazing how Jesus and his followers would go to the Garden of Gethsemane and pray. And you know who was unaware of where they would pray? The church.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing? All these people are gathering, and Christ is preaching and teaching and doing all this. You know who doesn't know where they meet and gather at? The church. Why not? They're not interested. So they have to ask somebody, hey, where do they meet? Isn't that something? I mean, it's not like this is the first time they went to Gethsemane to pray. They would often go there. But the high-ranking people in church, these little people, who cares where they go?
Right.
You know, who cares what they do? So when they're looking for Jesus, they have to ask somebody.
Yes.
Where can we find him?
Yes.
But it's not like he's someplace where he's never been before, or he's in hiding. Matter of fact, he says to them when he comes to them, he says, "Why did you have to confine me in the middle of Gethsemane?" He said, "I was in the temple every other day."
Yes.
He said, "I've been teaching. I've been around. I've been all over the place." You know, he says, "If you wanted to talk to me, you could have done it then."
Yeah, that's right.
But that wasn't enough show, was it? Mm-hmm. And they were wrong. Mm-hmm. And it was the middle of the night. And they were doing it in the dark. And there was just so many things wrong with it, wasn't it?
Yes.
Middle of the night, in the dark. So then they go out to Gethsemane, and Jesus goes out there to pray. And this is when he prays and says, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death." And he tells them to pray with him, which they cannot do. He says in 41, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. For the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." And he tells the disciples, cover more about this next Sunday than this Sunday, but today I want to cover the timeline so we'll spend more time. This is where Jesus explains something among most of us. My time is almost up. This is something when Jesus explains something among most of us. You're not as strong in the Lord as you think you are. Mm-hmm. Because he has to say to Peter, when Peter tells him, "I will go with you even unto death," he says, "No, you won't." As a matter of fact, you're going to quit kind of quick.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "You're not going to make it till tomorrow morning."
Yeah.
Before daybreak, when he says before cock crows, you know, before the rooster crows in the morning, which signalizes daybreak, he says you're going to be gone before daybreak. You're not nearly as strong as you think you are.
Yep, that's true.
So why does Peter think he's strong? Because he knows a lot.
Yes.
He's seen a lot.
Yeah.
How much have you seen? And then how strong is your faith actually in God?
Yes.
Peter has seen practically every miracle that Jesus has done.
Yes.
He's been there. And yet, he has not believed as much as he thinks he has. And Jesus knows this. Why do you think he knows this? Because he can see there's a whole lot of Peter left.
Yes.
Now how much of you is left?
Yeah.
That's why he says to Peter, you must deny
yourself.
You know what denying yourself really means? One word for deny yourself? Y'all ready? Big word.
Change.
A word that people don't like. C-H-A-N-G-E. What does that spell?
Change.
Deny yourself, or in other words, you have to change from what you are. Deny yourself is just saying you need to
change.
Who didn't think they needed to change? Peter.
Yes.
Did Peter go out healing and delivering and have power? Yeah. Yes. Would it, if Peter had not repented, would it have saved him? No. Didn't save Judas.
Mm-mm.
Did Judas go out healing, praying, delivering?
Yes.
Did he have the power of God?
Yes.
Was he saved at any time? Everybody say yes.
Yes.
Some people say, well, Judas never was saved. There's no way in the world you flowing the Holy Ghost and not be saved.
Right. That's right.
Doesn't happen. So what is it saying about him? You can be, the Lord can use you, and still, if you don't change, you make yourself available to the devil at any time. You're a walking, you're a backslider in waiting. If you don't allow the Lord to change you, or you'll stay in the Lord, but he will have a very small portion of your life, and your life will never come to be what God would have your life to be, and it'll never be as great as it could be, and the whole time, you know, it's not doing that, you'll continually whine to God and say, why not me and not this and the other, and really the problem is not God, the problem is you, or the problem is me. Because God will do all these things for me. Let me finish this up for today. Now let me go through my timeline. I'm finished for this morning for Chris Ned. Let's look at it again, Timaeus. Where's my eraser?
On the podium.
Oh, okay. Come erase my board real quick. All right. Let's look at it again. Thursday, which begins Friday, Jesus is in Bethany. Saturday, Jesus spends some time with them. Sunday morning, which is today represents, he rolls in, which is Palm Sunday. Into the week, Jesus spends time with them, sends them over on Monday to set up the Passover because he wants to have dinner with them. And on Tuesday, during the day, they find the upper room. Tuesday evening, which starts the Passover day, which is Wednesday, they go and have the Lord's Supper. Somewhere between midnight, our midnight, which doesn't matter to them, and the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, we know they're moving kind of fast, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Because somehow or another, from the time of the Passover, which starts early in the afternoon, which starts early in the evening, in that time period, that 12-hour time period, 12-hour, 6-hour time period, 12-hour, I said it right. In that 12-hour time period, they have the Last Supper. They go out to the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus prays, last prayer.
Yeah.
Judas betrays him.
Yes.
Brings all the temple guards and the Romans and everybody, a whole bunch of people. It ain't two or three. He brought an army.
Yeah.
And what happens? What happens to Mary when Jesus says, "I am"? What happens to the army? Huh? they fall on the ground. They all fall back by the power of God. And Jesus identifies himself. And then I lost that lady. And they fall back. They arrest Jesus and take him directly to the temple. Take him to the temple grounds. I don't know what portion, what room. They take him somewhere in there. Last Supper. Prayer. In Gethsemane. Arrested. And judged. J-U-D-G-E-E-D. Mm-hmm. And hanged. Crucified. From 6 to then, dies, buried, all before, and this happens at 3 p.m., hanged at 6 a.m., our time now, dies at 3 p.m., buried, all before 6 o'clock p.m., on Wednesday.
Yes.
On Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Because at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, Passover. Mm-hmm. And also at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, which begins their Thursday. That is the first day in the grave. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Not Friday. Not Friday. So all of us who love the Lord and have any education, stop celebrating Good Friday. Now, if they give you the day off, take it. But understand, Jesus was not crucified on
Friday.
I mean, everybody who can count knows that there's not 3 days between Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, I always try to figure that out.
You always try to figure that out.
Well, because they taught us in a Baptist church. Yes.
Even if you counted Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Yes.
Then you'd have to have Jesus being resurrected on Monday.
Yes, that's right.
Because it's only 3 days. You just can't get 3 days out of that, can you?
No.
Not to have him resurrected early Sunday morning. I do agree with them when they say that on the first day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
When Mary came, which is actually, and what's the first day of the week? Sunday.
Sunday.
Even our calendar starts on Sunday.
Yes.
Somewhere between Friday at 6 p.m. and what we call Saturday at 6 p.m., Jesus is in the grave during this time. And after that, he rises. Probably at 6:01. Because there is no, and this is a lesson for us, and I'm finishing too. You need to know one thing. God doesn't let you suffer any longer than he needs for you to. To do whatever God is working. And whatever God is working is right. So you say, well, why am I still going through what I'm still going through? Because you haven't let the Lord do what God wants to do.
Yes.
So when Jesus is on the cross, there's no advantage to Jesus suffering for longer than 6 hours. Mm-hmm. Nothing to be gained by that. That's why it all happens in one day. Jesus isn't put in prison for the last 6 months of his life and beaten every day. There's nothing to be gained by that. God doesn't suffer his son to suffer and to die any longer than he has to make his point. And so when you see Jesus going to the cross and you see him being beaten and dying, two things happen. One of them is you see really the penalty for sin and how bad the ravages of sin are.
Yes.
And then for all of us who are adults here and who can have any revelation, when Jesus goes to the cross and you see his bloody body, what you need to see, what you actually need to see is that's how you look when you're in sin.
Yes.
Bloody and
yes.
Does everybody understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's
yes.
How you look. You're a mess.
Yes.
When you're in sin, that's when you see Jesus going to the cross, that you see the ravages of sin.
Mm-hmm.
He is a mess. Yes. You see the ravages of sin. You see how bad sin beats now, because it's not righteousness that beats Jesus all night long. It's sin.
Yes.
It is done by sinful men. It's not righteous people who betrays Jesus. It is sinful people.
Yes.
You see him going to the cross of Calvary, and you see what you're looking at is you're saying the I won't say the personification of sin, because Jesus was not a sinner. But what you see illustrated is what sin does.
Yes, yes.
How badly he was beaten, how bad he was crucified. And if you don't come out of sin and don't stop being a sinner, it's going to beat you to into the ground.
Yes.
And you're going to have your own cross.
Yes.
You too will die.
Yes.
And there is a resurrection for you, whether you are saved or a sinner. Doesn't matter.
Yes.
Jesus said it himself. He says that everybody's going to be resurrected, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting damnation. You have to make up your mind which one you're going to be. So when Jesus is on his way to the cross, he's in the ground. And again, like I said, immediately at 6 p.m., at 6 p.m. on Saturday, it becomes Sunday or the first day of the week. And that's when Mary goes to the tomb. Mary Magdalene, why is she going to the tomb? Why is she going to the tomb, Aaron? What's her reason for going to the tomb? Who knows? What's she going to do?
Put spices on his body.
Embalm the body. Why is she going to do it so early Sunday morning? Why didn't she do it before?
No time.
She didn't have time.
Right.
Why not?
Because Passover began.
Yeah.
Everybody got to remember this. Passover began. Could do no work in Passover. How long is the Passover?
Three days.
So how long is Jesus in the grave?
Three days.
Then as soon as those 3 days are over, you know, and they say early one Sunday morning, well, you know, technically speaking, it was early Sunday morning. Any day, any time after 6 o'clock, sundown on Saturday is early in the first day. Early on Sunday morning, which is the first day, which is resurrection, which we call Resurrection Sunday, which is quite accurate. Jesus, it is discovered that Jesus has risen from the dead by Mary alone, correct? No. The temple guard and the Roman soldiers all know that he's gone. He's risen.
Yes.
Because who reports to the Pharisees, who reports to the temples and to Herod that Jesus is gone? Not Mary.
The guards.
Yes.
That's when they paid them money to say that the body has been stolen. But it's the guards who go and say, hey, you know, he's missing. Corpus delicti. We don't have a body. Right? And then when Mary shows up, well, you know, Jesus never does show up to them. Because you want to know something else? You want to know something else, Sister Gamble? After the resurrection, Jesus never appears to anyone who's not saved.
That's right.
After the resurrection, Jesus does not come back to anyone who is
not saved.
Now, Chandra, comes the rapture. When Jesus comes again, he's not going to appear to anyone who is
not saved.
After the resurrection, although he's seen of about 500 at one time, Paul says, and he's seen of Paul and everybody else, He only appears to the people who are saved, are his. So while he appeared to Paul, Paul gets saved real quick. He comes to Paul for Paul special. But after that, the soldiers don't see him. Nobody else sees him except those people who he doesn't come to the temple anymore, doesn't come to Sanhedrin anymore. He just comes among his disciples and to speak to people who either are saved, would be saved, let me put it like that. And he speaks to all of them. From that time, he shows up at the two on the Emmaus Road. They believe in Jesus. They just don't believe it's him.
Amen.
And he's convincing all of them that he has been raised from the dead. As a matter of fact, John says we're eyewitnesses of this. And he makes this point. I'm done for this morning. But I wanted to get one thing for sure. We want to know what this timeline is. So when you talk about Jesus being buried for 3 days and three nights, I know next Friday is going to be Good Friday. Everybody's going to be talking about the crucifixion. I don't understand how Roma Downey and all these intelligent people that make all these movies, how are you still having him die on Friday? You're insulting me because I know you got to know better.
Yes,
You got to know better. And what you're doing is you're pandering to the people who don't know better.
Right.
But for all of us, you need to know, because you need to know that Jesus is buried for 3 full days and
3 full nights.
So what day is the Last Supper on? Everybody say
Tuesday.
Our Tuesday, right. Which is early there Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes.
Okay, our Tuesday. What day is Jesus buried? Our Thursday,
yes.
Which is late there evening on Wednesday.
Yes.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is in the ground. When is he resurrected? Immediately when Saturday is over, Jesus is resurrected. Because he spent his 3 days in the ground. And Sunday, when it's discovered, before day, on Sunday morning, Mary gets up very early. She can't wait. Probably would have, you know, her only concern is I got to make sure somebody can roll the stone away.
Yes.
What am I going to do when I get there? And how am I going to get this stone rolled away? And when she gets there, and to her great astonishment and surprise, fortunately, it's already been moved.
Yes.
Why is it moved? It's moved during the night, before daybreak. Who moves it? An angel does.
Yes.
An angel does. Actually, two angels are there. An angel does. Questions? Questions? Anyone? No question. All right. Let's stand. Father, we come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your great grace, for your love and kindness. Lord, we ask you to bless us and keep us. Lord, we thank you for your precious Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, today, Lord, we ask you to save us. Make us partakers of the great grace that is Christ. His powerful death, his powerful resurrection, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, through that we have salvation. And Lord, I pray, lead us and guide us in the knowledge and wisdom and revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that we would grow in him and, Lord, become perfect in him. Lord, stretch forth thy hand of mercy today and heal all those who are sick. And Lord, for by his stripes we are healed. And Lord, lead us and guide us and evermore give us this mind, this desire to be in Christ. And Lord, we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Everybody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We're going to break for about 5 minutes.